The Delaware Street project is interesting because we're doing a full reconstruction. We're taking out the trolley tracks. You've probably seen those out. We saw the railroad ties come out. We're totally reconstructing the street, and this is a joint project with Indigo. So what's going to happen after this is done is the street will be completely rebuilt from curb to curb, from Maryland to Vermont. When it's done, Indigo will have a dedicated lane here on Delaware to bring buses up. The super stop stations will also be built. That is a part of the build out of the transit network. Because of the number of buses that are going to be coming up Delaware Street, we felt the need that it was time to rebuild this completely.
What does a super stop look like?
It's going to look very similar to their stations like for the Red Line, but it is a multi-routes go by that one stop that you'll be able to go multiple directions, either, you know, north, east, or northwest from that station that's going to be at Mass Ave and another one at Vermont.
So the streetcar that used to run along Delaware and that we've now dug up, was that adding to, you know, just the really bad wear and tear that Delaware Street was always
seeing? Yeah, Jill, if we go back here, we can go out and you can see it. The tracks are popping through the asphalt right here. Every time we rebuilt Delaware Street over the years, because underneath there's wood and the trolley tracks essentially under the asphalt, it never held. The time has come with what we're doing with Indigo to just rebuild this thing and take it all out.
Now, is there any preservation effort?
We've had a lot of railroad buffs and trolley buffs ask us about the spikes and the tracks. The company that got awarded the contract is allowed to scrap the metal from the tracks and all that. So it's their responsibility to dispose it. You know, the interesting thing about this project, and then as we walk towards Market Street, is, you know, we're digging in the oldest parts of the city. We are running into some interesting parts of our historical infrastructure.
Yeah, what are you finding in that infrastructure?
Well, we've found wooden water pipes. We have found brick encased sanitary lines. We have found some of the vaults for some of the buildings are wood. This project here from Market Street, it's a complete rebuild. It's going to completely change the way folks interact between the city county building and the city market. Our ultimate goal, this first segment is about $8 million. We're spending another $2.5 million down on West Market Street. That's about to start. Our ultimate goal is to get this done all the way to the State House and then ultimately do Monument Circle. Monument Circle is a very costly one. The estimates are somewhere that it's probably $55 to $60 million just to do the circle.
So $10 million, you know, to redo Market Street on both sides. Will they sort of mirror each other? I know there'll be public space.
They'll mirror each other. You're going to see widened sidewalks. Here at the market, you're going to have diagonal parking. You're going to have a raised crosswalk between the city market so people slow down. It's going to be much better ADA accessibility coming out of the city county building. There's going to be no stairs. It's a complete inconvenience for our friends at the city market. But at the end of the year, they're going to have a completely rebuilt Delaware, and they're going to have a completely rebuilt market.
Is now a good time? I mean, it seems like the timing is pretty good considering everything that downtown's going through.
Absolutely. And, you know, we also have the cultural trail expansion bidding this fall. That's going to be an $18 million expansion of the cultural trail from front of Lilly all the way down to Lucas Oil Stadium across South Street. And then the expansions on Indiana Ave coming down to the Madam Walker and all the way out to 16 Tech. But all these improvements folks are going to see as they come back downtown.
Thank you.
Thank you.